In introducing family-centered care, we'll begin focusing on mental health. Mental health challenges and other co-occurring disorders will provide the context for much of this course. Understand that many of the values and principles associated with family-centered interdisciplinary care are not unique to the mental health area. Many fields have espoused family-centered care. Some of the first were maternity care and healthcare more generally. So what we'll see is a similarity in perspectives, but oftentimes differences in the terminology used. We'll begin with a good understanding of what we mean by mental health, and conversely, what we mean by mental illness. We'll take a look at a number of perspectives. It's important to recognize that there are a variety of definitions of mental health and mental illness. These definitions offer a number of important distinctions. There's a wide range of mental disorders and mental illnesses that we'll briefly take a look at. If you are taking a class in abnormal psychology or childhood psychopathology, then the focus of that would be understanding this wide range of disorders. For our purposes, since we're focusing less on the clinical end and more on the system end, it's just important that we have an overall understanding of the range of disorders. A theme you'll hear over and over is the importance of understanding context in whatever we do. With our definitions and understanding of the concept of mental health and mental illness, we also have to understand the importance of culture and context. Context is not just culture. It could be changes that have taken place over time in the concept of mental health. So I encourage you to continually be asking yourself about the role of contexts as we go along.